Ye shall receive power, April 14, trusting in his illumination. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. All over the field of revelation are scattered glad springs of heavenly truth, peace, and joy. These foundations of joy are within the reach of every seeker. The words of inspiration, pondered in the heart, will be as living streams flowing from the river of the water of life. Our Savior prayed that the mind of his followers might be opened to understand the Scriptures. Whenever we study the Bible with a prayerful heart, the Holy Spirit is near to open to us the meaning of the words we read. The man whose mind is enlightened by the opening of God's Word to his understanding will not only feel that he must more diligently seek to understand that Word, but that he must have a better understanding of the sciences. He will feel that he is called to a high calling in Christ Jesus. The more closely connected man is with the source of all knowledge and wisdom, the more he will feel that he must advance in intellectual and spiritual attainments. The opening of God's Word is always followed by a remarkable opening and strengthening of man's faculties, for the entrance of his words giveth light. By contemplation of great truths, the mind is elevated, the affections purified and refined, for the Spirit of God, through the truth of God, quickens the lifeless spiritual faculties and attracts the soul heavenward. Then take your Bible and present yourself before your Heavenly Father, saying, "Enlighten me, teach me what is truth." The Lord will regard your prayer, and the Holy Spirit will impress the truth upon your soul. In searching the Scriptures for yourself, you will become established in the faith. It is of the greatest importance that you continually search the Scriptures, storing the mind with the truths of God. You may be separated from the companionship of Christians and placed where you will not have the privilege of meeting with the children of God. You need the treasures of God's Word hidden in your heart, that when opposition comes upon you, you may bring everything to the test of the Scriptures.